Okay, so you're facing some changes.
Big ones.
Yeah, and you're looking for ways not just to survive them, but to really thrive.
Right.
So you came to the right place.
We're in.
We're going to take a deep dive into this excerpt from Embracing Change: How to Thrive in Uncertain Times.
Yeah. And see what we can find out.
See what gems we can unearth.
It's interesting how this text kind of jumps right in,
Right into the
and it really challenges
that initial.
our like knee-jerk
That
reaction.
knee-jerk reaction to resist change.
Like it's saying, hey, what if instead of fearing change, we made it work for us?
Yeah, but it also acknowledges
It does.
our brains aren't exactly wired for that.
Right.
It talks about how we're programmed to crave that stability.
Yeah, exactly. So when
Yes.
change comes knocking, our brains interpret it as a threat, and that's where all that stress comes from.
Oh, the anxiety, the discomfort.
Yeah, even physical discomfort it can come from. It's a survival mechanism.
Oh, wow.
But if we can understand that, then we can start to manage those feelings better.
So it's not just me being dramatic.
Well, there's science behind this.
There's actual science behind it.
Absolutely.
But this text encourages us to go beyond just managing those feelings and actually like
Yeah.
reframe our entire mindset.
Right, like flip the script.
Yeah, it suggests ditching the what if I fail
Yeah.
for a what if I succeed beyond my wildest dreams approach.
That's where things get interesting.
That's where the magic happens.
Because it's not just about like positive thinking, you know? It's
Right.
about actively questioning those assumptions we make
Oh.
and really exploring new possibilities. Because let's face it, when we focus on the negative, we tend to miss out on opportunities.
Yeah, and they use this great example of Sarah, who was laid off from her marketing job.
Oh, yeah, Sarah's story.
Instead of panicking, she saw it as a chance to finally pursue her passion,
She
the
did.
graphic design.
And think about what went into that. Not just the courage to actually go for it,
Right.
but recognizing the skills that she already had from that job, learning new ones,
Right.
dealing with the emotional roller coaster of
Yeah.
such a big transition.
That's a lot.
That's what reframing is.
The inaction. It's
Yes.
not a one-time thing, right?
It's a process.
The text compares building resilience to training for a marathon.
I love that analogy
Yeah.
because you wouldn't just wake up one day and run 26 miles.
Oh, absolutely not.
It takes
It
dedication,
takes training,
consistent training,
proper support.
knowing when to rest and recover.
And building resilience to change, it's the same way.
It is the same way.
So we need our own personal cheer squad
Yes.
and a good sports massage therapist.
Absolutely.
The text really emphasizes this strong support system.
Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who challenge you,
Yeah.
who inspire you to grow.
And don't forget about self-care,
Oh, it's huge.
like mindfulness or journaling to manage those inevitable ups and downs.
Right, because they're going to happen.
They're gonna
You're
happen.
going to have those.
And there's research showing that people who practice gratitude regularly tend to have a more positive outlook,
Yes.
which helps them handle those changes better.
It makes a big difference.
So maybe a gratitude journal should be part of our training regimen.
Definitely worth considering.
Okay, so we've got reframing our mindset, we've got building up our resilience,
Those are key.
but the text highlights another key skill for navigating change:
What's that?
flexibility. It's
Flexibility
like having a superpower.
in these unpredictable times.
Okay, so like how a gymnast needs to be flexible to nail those routines, we need to be flexible to handle whatever life throws at us.
Exactly when things don't go as planned,
Huh.
being able to adjust course can be your greatest asset.
Like that small business owner who had to switch to an online model during the pandemic,
Yeah, remember her?
and she ended up thriving.
She didn't just survive, she thrived.
That's amazing. She didn't just survive.
No.
She adapted and found a new way to succeed.
Yeah.
But the text takes this a step further
It does. It.
because it argues that some of the most profound opportunities
They come from.
actually emerge from our biggest challenges.
Like a paradox.
It is like a paradox. Yeah, we don't usually think of challenges as opportunities.
Right, but think about it.
But the text backs it up with a Harvard Business School study
Yeah.
showing that a lot of successful entrepreneurs actually got their start during times of crisis.
When you think about it, it makes sense. When everything's smooth sailing, we're less likely to push boundaries or come up with new
Oh,
solutions.
that's so true.
But when we're forced to think outside the box,
Yeah.
that's where those breakthroughs happen.
That's where the magic happens.
Exactly.
And they tell this really inspiring story about a tech startup that was born right out of the 2008 financial
I
crisis.
love that story.
The founders took that hardship
They do.
and turned it into a chance to create something innovative.
It's powerful.
It is powerful.
It's a reminder that even when we're faced with what seems like an impossible situation, there's always potential for growth and innovation.
Okay, so we've established change is inevitable. We can actually choose how to respond to it.
We have that power.
But what does that look like practically?
Yeah, how do we do that?
The text really pushes us to take action.
It does.
Even small steps at first.
Absolutely.
Those small steps.
Even small wins build momentum and confidence.
They do.
Think of it like training for that marathon again.
Yeah.
You're building your endurance 1 mile at a time.
Right, like even updating our resume or taking an online course in something we're interested in.
Exactly, little steps.
Those small actions lead to big shifts down the line.
They can.
And this brings us to another crucial element.
What's that?
Community.
Oh, community is huge.
The text wraps up by emphasizing the importance of sharing our experiences.
Our struggles, our triumphs.
Our challenges with others.
It's recognizing that we're not alone in this.
We are not alone.
Sharing our stories helps us connect.
Find support.
And inspire each other to keep moving forward.
It's like weaving a safety net.
Of shared experiences.
Reminding us that we have the strength to navigate change together.
We do.
So before we dive into part two, let's take a moment to reflect what's resonating with you so far.
What's standing out?
What connections are you making to your own experiences with change?
Take a moment.
We'll be right back to explore some specific strategies.
You will.
For not just surviving change, but truly thriving in the midst of it.
Can't wait. So we were talking about
sharing our experiences.
Yeah, sharing our experiences with change.
Yeah, and recognizing we're not alone in this.
Yeah, and that leads perfectly into this next part of our deep dive.
Okay.
Because this text, it doesn't just throw a bunch of feel-good ideas at us.
It doesn't.
It gives us some real strategies.
Here's a strategy.
For not just surviving change,
right,
but using it as a launch pad to thrive.
I like that, using it as a launch pad.
Yeah.
Okay, so the first strategy, it's all about that mindset shift we talked about earlier. Ditching the what if I fail thinking.
Yeah. Get rid of that.
And embracing what if I succeed beyond my wildest dreams.
That's the one.
That's the one.
That's powerful.
So it's not just positive thinking.
It's not.
It's about actively choosing to focus on those opportunities.
They're there.
That change can bring.
They might be disguised as challenges.
They might be disguised as challenges.
But they're there.
Yeah.
Remember Sarah?
Yeah.
Leaving that secure job?
Right.
That was scary.
It was.
But she saw it as a chance to pursue something she was passionate about.
Yeah.
And she ended up creating a really successful business doing what she loved.
It's amazing.
That's the power of reframing in action.
That is the power of reframing in action.
It is.
Turning that fear into fuel.
Yes.
Speaking of fuel.
Okay.
The next tip is all about building resilience.
Yes.
Which the text compares to training for a marathon.
It is a great analogy because resilience is like a muscle.
Oh.
You have to work it out regularly.
You got to work it out.
It takes consistent effort, like showing up for those training runs. No matter the weather.
Rain or shine. We got to do it. Yeah.
So what are some ways we can build up this resilience muscle?
Well, the text highlights a few key areas.
Okay.
Starting with a strong support system.
Like our team of cheerleaders.
Yeah. Think of it as your team of cheerleaders and your coaches.
Oh, I like that.
It's about surrounding yourself with people who believe in you, who challenge you to grow, and are there to catch you when you stumble.
They're there to catch us.
Those are the relationships that help you get back up and keep going.
Yeah, they helped us get back up and keep going.
Yeah.
And let's not forget about our own personal recovery routine.
Right.
Which is where self-care comes in.
Self-care is not selfish. It's essential.
It is essential.
Practices like mindfulness.
Drones.
Getting enough sleep.
Yeah.
These all help us process our emotions, manage stress, and stay grounded when things feel chaotic.
Grounded. When things feel chaotic, that's a good one. It's like giving our minds and bodies the TLC they need to handle those bumps in the road.
The bumps in the road, they're inevitable.
They are.
Remember, building resilience is a journey, not a destination.
It's a process.
Okay, so we've talked about reframing our mindset, building resilience. Now let's tackle another crucial skill.
I'm ready.
Flexibility.
Ah, yes, flexibility. The text really emphasizes this.
It does.
The importance of being adaptable, especially in today's world where things change so rapidly.
They do change rapidly.
It's about being able to pivot.
Pivot.
When things don't go according to plan.
Okay, so instead of clinging to that rigid plan,
yeah,
we should be open to adjusting our course.
Think of it like you're navigating a road trip.
Okay.
You might have a route mapped out.
Yeah.
But you got to be prepared for detours.
Detours. course.
Unexpected road closures.
Oh, yeah.
It's about having a plan B.
Plan B.
Maybe even a plan C.
Mm-hmm.
And being willing to embrace those changes as part of the adventure.
Oh, part of the adventure. I like that. So how do we cultivate this type of flexibility?
Well, one suggestion the text makes is to create multiple action plans.
Okay.
For your goals that way. If one path gets blocked,
yeah,
you've already got a backup route ready to go.
That's a great tip. That's a great tip.
Yeah.
It reminds me of that small business owner we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
Who had to switch to an online model during the pandemic.
She did?
She didn't let the circumstances dictate her success.
No, she didn't.
She adapted.
She did.
And she found a new way to thrive.
That's flexibility in action.
Flexibility in action.
And
sometimes,
those unexpected detours can lead us to destinations even better than we imagined.
Oh, wow. Even better.
Yeah.
Which brings us back to that idea about the text highlights.
Yeah.
Some of the most profound opportunities.
They can emerge.
Emerge from our biggest challenges.
It's like turning lemons into lemonade.
But on a grander scale.
On a much grander scale.
Yeah, think about that tech startup that was born out of the 2008 financial crisis. They didn't just survive.
They didn't.
They used that challenging time.
They did.
To create something groundbreaking and innovative.
That's powerful.
It is powerful. It's a reminder that even in the face of adversity, there's always the potential for a breakthrough.
Always potential.
Always potential.
You just gotta look for it.
So it's not just about weathering the storm.
Right.
It's about looking for those silver linings.
Those hidden opportunities that might not have been visible before.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the next crucial point the text makes is taking action.
Right.
It's not enough to think about change or have a plan.
You got
to
do it.
We have to take those steps.
Yes.
No matter how small they might seem at first.
Exactly like that old saying, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
So even small victories build momentum.
They do.
And give us the confidence to tackle bigger challenges.
Think about training for that marathon again.
Okay.
You wouldn't start with a 20-mile run.
Absolutely not.
You build up, gradually celebrating each milestone along the way.
So even small actions like updating our resume.
Taking a class.
Taking an online course. Reaching out to someone in our field for advice.
Little things.
Those can have a ripple effect.
Hey, can they add up?
And as we navigate this journey of change.
Yes.
The text reminds us we don't have to go it alone.
We don't.
It emphasizes the power of community.
Community and shared experiences.
We've talked about it before.
We have.
But it's worth saying, again, connecting with others who are going through similar challenges.
Similar challenges.
It can provide support.
Inspiration.
And a sense of belonging.
Belonging.
That's huge.
Yeah, realizing we're all in this together.
We are.
Sharing our stories helps us feel seen, heard, and understood.
Exactly. And sometimes just knowing that someone else has walked a similar path.
Yeah.
Can give us the courage to keep going when we feel like giving up.
Oh, absolutely. It's like having a network of trail guides.
Yeah.
Who can offer advice, encouragement, and a helping hand. When we need it most.
When we need it most. So we've covered a lot of ground in this part of our deep dive.
We have.
We talked about reframing our mindset, building resilience, cultivating flexibility.
Taking action.
Taking action. Connecting with others.
We've hit all the major points.
These are all powerful tools we can use to navigate the inevitable ups and downs.
They're going to happen.
And emerge from those experiences stronger and more resilient than ever before.
But there's one more piece of the puzzle.
What's that?
We need to explore.
Okay.
And that's the power of finding meaning and purpose in the midst of change.
This is where it gets really profound.
It does. It does.
It's not just about surviving change.
Right.
It's about using it as a catalyst.
That's all a catalyst.
For personal growth and transformation.
We'll delve into that in the final part of our deep dive.
We will.
Stay with us.
So
we talked about it a lot.
Reframing our mindset.
Building resilience.
Turning those challenges into opportunities. Right, but this excerpt from Embracing Change hints at something even deeper.
It does.
It's not just about getting through change, it's about finding meaning in it.
That's where this gets really powerful.
That's where it gets powerful.
It's like change isn't just something that happens to us, it's something that can help us evolve and become more ourselves.
Yeah, you know, the text doesn't lay out like specific steps for finding meaning.
It doesn't.
But it keeps circling back to this idea of community and sharing our stories.
Yeah, it's like when we share our experiences,
mm-hmm.
we're not just getting support.
Right.
We're also creating this bigger picture.
Creating a bigger picture.
We start to see patterns,
yeah.
connections, things we might have missed.
If we were just focused on our own little piece.
Exactly.
It makes me think about how quilts are made.
Oh, yeah.
Each square is different, but when they're stitched together, they create something beautiful.
Beautiful and whole.
And whole.
And our stories are kind of like that.
Yeah. So how do we actually do that? How do we find that meaning in the midst of change? Well, it feels like such a personal thing.
It is personal.
Yeah.
But there are some pathways we can explore.
Okay.
The text really emphasizes connecting with our values.
Our values.
Like what matters most to us.
Yeah.
What kind of mark do we want to leave on the world?
So it's like those values become our compass, especially when we're feeling lost.
Well, especially then.
Yeah, in the midst of all this change.
It can help us make those choices.
Yeah.
That are aligned with who we are at our core.
Imagine one of your core values is helping others.
Okay.
Maybe a big change leads you to a job that's not fulfilling.
Right.
But by focusing on that value,
uh-huh.
you might start volunteering,
yeah,
mentoring someone, or even shifting careers entirely to something more service-oriented.
So the change becomes an opportunity to live your values more fully.
That's such a great point. It's not about just enduring change.
No.
It's about asking, how can I use this to become more aligned with what truly matters to me?
That's the question right there.
That's the question.
And the text also hints at connecting with something bigger than ourselves.
Something bigger than ourselves.
It could be our community.
Nature.
Spirituality.
A creative pursuit.
It could be anything.
I've definitely found that when I shift my focus outward, my own problems don't seem as big.
You get perspective.
I get a fresh perspective.
It's like that saying, the best way to find yourself is to lose yourself in the service of others.
Oh, I like that one.
When we focus on contributing, on making a difference, our own challenges can take on a new meaning.
A new meaning.
Maybe they even become part of our story.
Yeah.
Of growth and resilience that we can share to help others.
And finally, I think this excerpt is kind of quietly nudging us to reflect.
To really sit with those experiences.
To see what we can learn.
Journaling.
Meditate.
Spending time in nature.
Just taking some quiet time.
Asking ourselves, what did this teach me?
How have I changed?
What new possibilities are there?
That reminds me of how gardeners prune plants. It seems harsh at first, but it helps the plant grow stronger and produce even more blooms.
It's like change for us.
Yeah, maybe change is like that for us.
By reflecting on our experiences, we can transform even the most difficult ones into valuable lessons that help us grow and evolve.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into embracing change, I'm struck by how it's not just about surviving, it's about thriving.
Thriving.
It's about seeing change as this opportunity for personal growth.
Aligning with our values.
And for making a positive impact.
On the world around us.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
We hope you found some nuggets of wisdom.
And inspiration to help you navigate the changes in your own life and create a future filled with meaning and purpose.
Until next time, embrace the adventure.